what it is with Trump as well. As somebody who believes in certain things, mm-hmm. I don't support a lot of the things that he could say. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like he's got certain implementations that are like, oh yeah, for law and order, like this just has to be in place, because we're living in a world where so much is just being accepted to the point it's so confusing to the generation that's being raised now. It's like, what do we even do? Like, there's so much information is great, but at the same time, it's a lot of information. You end up getting confused, especially as a young person with a developing mind.
That's true.
Your parents tell you not to do this, you step out and the world is telling you, no, that is the right way, you must be vocal. If you don't do that, you are weak, you know? So I think it's a lot of information. But, Ace, listen, such an interesting man, that one, eh?
That's for sure. But still coming up with current affairs is the news in detail just in a bit. Then we'll also touch with what's happening in the world of business, but also give you a chance to walk away with some money with Itola Mega Box. More about that later on, right here on the Power Breakfast Show. Already, you can feel the money.
We are Power FM. Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 91.3 FM. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a good in our love. You need to look at how go up on my nose. I wanna show you true love.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Human Rights Commission flags urgent concerns over child protection as President Hakainde Hichilema moves gender-based violence, GBV, to non-bailable offense.
Over 895,000 farmers have redeemed their inputs as of December 9th.
In international news, gunfire as rebels target key DR Congo city despite Trump peace deal.
And finally, sports news, Chipolopolo coach names final 28-man team for AFCON set for Spain camp.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Suwilanji Mulenga.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
The Human Rights Commission, HRC, has raised alarm over four critical child rights concerns that require immediate government attention, urging stronger protection mechanisms across justice and education sectors. HRC Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo, speaking during the commemoration of International Human Rights Day in Lusaka, said the deprivation of liberty for children in conflict with the law remains widespread, with some minors unlawfully detained, contrary to the Children's Court Act. This year's International Human Rights Day was commemorated under the theme, Human Rights, Our Everyday Essentials. She noted that the limited use of diversion continues to expose children to unnecessary detention, in some cases without the presence of parents or social welfare officers, a situation she describes as unacceptable. Dr. Sambo further highlighted the slow disposal of children's cases, saying delays undermine access to justice. Although the law requires such matters to be concluded within 6 months, she said the number of specialized courts remains inadequate, calling for the deployment of more judicial officers dedicated to children's matters. She also expressed concern over rising violence in schools, including corporal punishment, which is outlawed under both the Constitution and the Child and the Children's Court Act, and emerging cases of bullying and gang-related incidents.
Numerous child-related cases have identified four major areas of immediate concern. First, deprivation of liberty of children in conflict with the law remains widespread. Children are unlawfully detained against the spirit of the provisions of the Children's Court Act. must be respected without exception. Secondly, the Commission noted the limited use of diversion, with some children being detained without the presence of parents or social welfare officers. Thirdly, the delayed disposal of children with mothers continues to undermine access to justice. Although the law requires children's cases to be concluded within 6 months, specialized courts remain inadequate.
Speaking at the same event, President Hakainde Hichilema has proposed that free education be considered a United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights while moving gender-based violence, GBV, to non-bailable offense.
The Ministry of Agriculture says it has recorded tremendous progress in the implementation of the 100% electronic voucher system under the Farmer Input Support Program, also known as FISP. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Walewa Zulu disclosed that over 895,000 farmers, representing 87.42%, have already redeemed their inputs as of 9th December, with Northwestern, Wapula, and Northern provinces leading the process with the redemption rates above 90%. Mr. Zulu underscores that the digital systems has continued to perform well, ensuring transparency, accountability, and timely access to inputs for smallholder farmers. Mr. Zulu has praised farmers, agro-dealers, and input suppliers for their cooperation, adding that the ministry is targeting 100% redemption in the shortest possible time. He has urged remaining farmers to redeem their inputs without delay to ensure timely planting as the rainy season advances. The ministry says the success of the program is crucial to boosting production, strengthening food security, and improving livelihoods among smallholder farmers.
The government will continue to record tremendous progress in the implementation of the e-voucher system under the Farmer Input Support Program. As of 9th December 2025, over 895,000 farmers successfully redeemed their inputs. This represents about 87% of the success rate. This demonstrates that there is commitment from the government, from the farmers, and of course our private sector that have been engaged to help in implementing this program. The continued success of FISIP is vital to enhancing food security, boosting agricultural productivity. As government, we continue to help the farmers and we remain committed to ensure that the program is transparent, efficient, and farmer-friendly.
In a separate development, U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention Acting Laboratory Branch Chief Omega Chituo says substance abuse remains a huge challenge in Zambia. Speaking during the launch of the International Society of Substance Use Professionals, ISSUP Zambia National Chapter, Dr. Chituo states that substance use is a predicament that knows no borders, social status, and no age limit, emphasizing that the countrywide situation is concerning. Dr. Chituo says recent data from Chinama Hills Hospital reported that alcohol-related cases alone increased significantly to 34,000 patients in 2024, adding that the studies spanning from 2021 to 2023 showed that an alarming upward trend in substance abuse incidents among adolescents across the country, with cases in Lusaka province showing a significant increase. And ISSUP Zambia Director Clinical Neuropsychology, Kapembwa Chikondwe, says substance abuse affects individuals, families, communities, workplaces, and national development. Mr. Chikondwe says in Zambia, substance abuse is felt across the health, social services, and justice sectors, yet evidence and lived experience consistently show effective prevention, harm reduction treatment, and recovery are possible when systems are coordinated and professionals are well trained and supported.
Within a separate development, Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has welcomed the advancement of the Tobacco Control Bill of 2025 from Cabinet approval to parliamentary debate. Speaking within an interview, MQHZ Executive Director Dr. Quincy Mwabo says the move is an important step towards strengthening the country's public health system and protecting the well-being of all citizens. He highlighted that tobacco use contributes to high numbers of cancer cases, heart disease, stroke, and chronic lung conditions, placing a heavy burden on already pressured healthcare facilities. He added that the Tobacco Control Bill will provide stronger